It's so good to see you. And I thank the Lord for allowing all of us to be here together. I thank God for what I heard last night, Gabe, Chris. And I pray the Lord be pleased to bless us today. I need to hear. I need some comfort. I pray the Lord open our ears, give us some understanding. I'd like to look at Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah 12. You know, the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ rejoices to hear the glorious truth of God's mercy and compassion to sinners. You know, when we hear of mercy, what that means is we're guilty. We're guilty. He rejoices to hear again and again that his mercy was not based upon man's will, but upon God's will. He rejoices to behold in the scriptures that God's will and purpose to show mercy was not only according to his will, but his timing, when it pleased God. But he rejoices especially to know that the Lord, who has mercy upon sinners, has been pleased to have mercy upon himself. God's going to save his people. Oh, he can relate to that thief on the cross. Lord, you enter into your kingdom. Would you remember me? Have mercy upon me. He's like old blind Bartimaeus, heard the Lord passing by. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, and he rejoices to hear the precious promises of Almighty God concerning the joy that his people have and shall have. Now, just for a few minutes, I want to look at this precious passage of Scripture, Isaiah chapter 12, and I want to say that this is not only a confession of myself, but I'm convinced this is a confession of every believer that's sitting here today. Oh, listen to what the Lord has to say. Isaiah 12:1, and in that day, you know, it's not that a believer looks, somebody be telling, you know, I remember when the Lord saved me. It was, you know, July the 7th, you know, 2000 whatever. About 2:30 in the afternoon, a believer says, I can tell you when I remember when the Lord was pleased to speak to my heart. What day was it? I don't know. But there was a time in that day. I know that there was a time when we go from darkness to light. I don't know when it was, Frank. In that day of regenerating grace, and in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. In that day, O Jehovah, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital T, you who are the covenant God, you who were pleased set your affection on me. Not because of anything you saw. I know you looked. The Lord looked to see if there were any. You know, there were none good. Not one. But Lord, because it pleased you to choose me in Christ. Because, Lord Jesus, you as my surety and redeemer, Lord my God, you redeemed me. And Holy Spirit, you called me out of darkness and sealed me and taught me and lead me. In that day, thou shalt save. I love the surety of God's word. Here's what he said. You're going to say this. You're going to say, Lord, I will praise thee. I'm going to thank you. You who know him. Aren't we thankful? Not as we should be. Not as we will be. But we're thankful. I will praise thee. I'll thank you. Confess you. I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger's turned away. You comfort me. I'm going to say of you that which you've said of yourself. Isaiah 45:5 is what he said. I am the Lord. And there's none else. There's no God beside me. Every believer says there is no God but him. I will praise you because you're the only one worthy of praise and thanksgiving. And though thou wast angry, that is displeased with me, the one deserving of wrath, thine anger. I looked that up. Thine anger. I want to make sure I knew it. Your rapid breathing is turned away. How? Every believer knows this. Through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. But though he chastens us now, I know this, his anger is turned away. And he comforts me. He comforts me. I was sitting just a few moments ago and thinking back. I've told a few of you last night. I just rejoice in the preciousness of those things that we heard. Especially, Chris, that verse you read. I come to you in weakness. You know, it doesn't matter how long the Lord's been pleased to allow a man to preach. When you step behind this pulpit, Donnie, you know this. You realize something. You realize something of yourself. Weak. But listen to this, precious. When I'm weak, yet I'm strong, not in me, but in him. Thou comfortest me. I got three of my kids sitting here this morning. And I think about every time that I had to correct them. We were growing up, and that was often. And often. One in particular. And never, I think he'll all tell you this is so, never did I have to spank him. It just broke my heart. I think, you know, why? I'd spank them. But then I'd take them and put them on my knee, hold them, kiss them, tell them I loved them. I love you. I love you. I had to do that. Why? Because I love you. Because I love you. I can't let you go like that. I'm going to have to correct you, but I'd hold them and comfort them. Comfort to them, comfort to me, you know, to hold me. You know. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger's turned away, and thou comfortest me. Oh, I think how often this passage of Scripture comes back to my mind. I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lord, thank you. Thank you. In that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. And also you're going to say, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He's also become my salvation. Behold. Listen to what the Spirit's saying. He said, you're going to say this. You're going to say it. I think again about the surety of God's promise. Not I wish you'd say it. Not I hope you say it. You shalt say, behold, God is my salvation. God is my deliverance. God is my victory. Turn over to Isaiah 25:8. Isaiah 25:8. Isaiah 25:8, he will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. And his word is not going to return unto him void. It's going to accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Behold, God is my salvation. God is my Savior. And of his people, he is their Savior according to God's everlasting covenant of grace. Promised in God's word, sent in time, the Lord came into this world, revealed as the author and finisher. Our faith. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust. My confidence is going to be in him. Now, this is according to his will, his purpose. This is what you're going to say. Faithful is he that calleth you who will do it. It is God that worketh in you to will and do his good purpose. I think to myself, I don't have any ability to do this. For me to say, I'm of myself, I'll never. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your confidence, your trust, your power. I will trust and not be afraid. What's the confidence that a believer has when he takes his last breath that he'll be with the Lord? The Lord promised his people. His spirits assured it. Taught them. Many of you have lost loved ones in your life. And last April, my mom had moved from Central Louisiana up to West Virginia. And she was in a little assisted living facility. And I was there with her. The doctor had told me that this was probably going to be her last day. And so I was there, sat there with her. all day. And she was struggling to breathe a little bit, but there was a moment when her breathing changed. I mean, it was as obvious as anything can be. Her breathing changed. And the aide that was with me told me, said, "You may want to come sit with her." And I watched her just breathe a little bit more slowly. She'd take a breath and blow it out. And it got slower and slower. Then that last time, and I thought to myself, based upon her confession, trust in Christ, she's with the Lord. Based on God's word, God was her salvation. She trusted and left this world trusting, not afraid. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He is my strength. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." That's the song of their heart. He promised eternal life. He promised, "I'm not going to perish." What else do you have? "I don't have anything." That's my song. Turn with me to Revelation 5. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Revelation 5. Verse 9 and 10. When the Lamb had taken the book out of the hand of him on the throne, the scriptures say concerning the saints, and they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue, people and nation, has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." That's a new song. New every day, a new song that the world doesn't know anything about. It's new to God's people. It's fresh. Every time the Lord's pleased to bring himself, the preaching of the gospel, fellowship God's people, there's a song that they sing in the heart. A song that you can't teach somebody. God's got to teach them. But I know it's a song of praise and adoration. God is my salvation. I'll trust. I'll not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. And he has also become my salvation. What does that mean? He exists as my salvation. He's accomplished my salvation. He's become my salvation. He's the author of it, the finisher of it. Therefore, verse 3, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Because his anger's turned away. The older I get, I appreciate Todd having me. I think about the first time that I was here, a long time ago. And I think to myself, I'm so thankful that the Lord would give me the privilege and honor to still want to be here, to come be with God's people. But I think to myself, every time that we come together, we think on him, the joy that we have drawing the water, drawing forth by faith of him who is the water of life out of the wells of salvation. To hear it's fresh. His anger's turned away. He's accomplished my salvation. I went in with joy. We draw. John 7. Turn to John 7. You know this passage. John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me." That was good illustration. I was thinking about that illustration gave a lady that's found with child. You know, we all see her and we believe in her. She's with child. That child believes on her. "He that believeth on me, he that trusts me, has cast himself upon me. As the scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day," verse 4 and 5, "shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth." Only a believer praises and thanks the Lord. Apart from his regenerating grace, new heart, removing a heart of stone and giving him a heart of flesh, a new spirit, new attitude, a new heart of love that loves him, longs for him, calls upon him. You know who we thank? That's who I am. Outside of the grace of God, I thank me. I've been able to accomplish. I've been able to hang in there. I've been able to do. Oh, but in that day shall ye say, thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Call on his name. Someone say, "Well, I called on the Lord." Let me tell you what a believer's doing right now. You call on him right now. "I came to the Lord." This is what a believer's doing. "He that cometh unto me." I've told different ones, you know, I breathed yesterday. I got up this morning. I was breathing yesterday. I breathed in this morning. But you know what? I thank the Lord that he just gave me a breath. "He that cometh," right now, "he that cometh and cometh and cometh, he that cometh, I will in no wise cast out." A believer is saying, "Lord, draw me. Draw me. Lord, please don't leave me. Lord, give me a heart to come again and again and again. In that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call on his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he's done excellent things." Oh, I think of the excellent day, things that he's done for his people. But if you don't mind, I thank God for what he's done for me again. I told you this is going to be like a personal word of testimony. But I know this is the word of testimony of every one of God's people. He's done some excellent things. What's he done, Marvin? He was pleased to look on me and his son and not leave me to myself. When he went to the cross, by the grace of God, I believe this. I believe that when he went to Calvary, just like the priest, the Old Testament had those stones on his breastplate, two stones, had the names written, tribes of Israel. Let me tell you what's comforting to me. That when he went to the cross, he had Marvin Stoniker on his heart. That he thought on me. I'm going to say, will you really believe that he thought and knew everyone that he was dying for? I absolutely believe that. Why would you believe that? Because he's God. And he's not a man. I can't think of but one thing at a time. But he's God. You sing unto the Lord, for he's done excellent things. And he's known in all the earth. By everybody? No. But all that know him know him. He's known of them. And they all believe the same thing. They believe just exactly what every believer believes. You truly believe that he's everlastingly stood as your surety? I sure do. Do you believe that he ever liveth to make intercession for his people? Yes, I do. And I'm so thankful. You believe that when he shed that blood, that he shed it for you, and now when Almighty God sees the blood, not because of what I've done, not because of what I am in myself, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. Now that's a comfort to me. That's comfort. Do you really believe that he's prepared a place? I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. You believe that? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You believe he's coming back? Yes, I do. You believe when he separates sheep and the goat, you'll be found in him? By God's grace, I do. Verse 6, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Cry out and shout, you that know him. You that know him by grace and mercy, thou inhabitant of Zion. What are you shouting about? What are you crying out about? I'm going to cry and shout out about him. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. I told you a few minutes ago, I'm so glad I can be here with you and sharing these precious moments with you. But you know who I'm thankful to here? Yeah, you know. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I. Now just stop for a minute and think. The Lord's here. The Lord's here. You believe that? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And so I'm going to shout that out. I'm going to cry out. Those that have been made to be the partakers of the grace of God, you shout out, he's great. He's marvelous. Oh, what a song that's been given. What a confession. A song of praise and honor unto him. His anger's been turned away by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is our salvation. Not our will, not our choice, not our baptism. God is our salvation. And God's people are not ashamed of that. Not ashamed of the gospel. Not ashamed of this truth. Not ashamed. This message that honors Him. This is the power of God unto salvation. And I pray that God be pleased to bless it. I pray He bless it to me. Pray He bless it to you. For His glory and our eternal good. Amen.